from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Just sell and just fire everybody. Well, the Giants can do that. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. You know, this question is about, you know, addiction to watching preseason football. And I get the Bay Bridge series, and we'll get to that. It wasn't even sold out yesterday. I saw a lot of empty seats. I mean, people were checked out. And you think about both baseball teams and the brand of baseball that they play. It's not appeasing to the eyes, folks. It's not. We'll get to the battle of the Bay in a second. Giants do salvage a game yesterday. Ryan Walker, great in relief. Pitched 2 innings. I don't know why the A's didn't go to Mason Miller for 2 innings. Blake Snell pitched well again. I thought he pulled a very veteran move there with the pitch comm saying he didn't hear anything. Down 3-0 in the count.
Yeah, then he threw a ball that was called a strike right after that, too.
Yeah, that was sketch. Mark Conte got kicked out between innings.
I'm not mad at Conte.
I'm not mad at him either. By the way, shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. They're going to call it to the roast. You better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. 888-957-9570. Who you buying stock in? Off. And by the way, hold on. I got to say good morning to my graveyard shift workers, my truck drivers, and my overnight dancers who worked overtime Saturday night, I hear, at the Gold Club. Woo, they was making some money. They was making some money for some friends.
Don't talk about that.
Oh, they was making some money for some friends. I know. Ho. Were they serving the chicken? You can just tell me in my ear. Were they serving chicken?
Stop.
Mashed potatoes. It. All right. I'm done, Shasky. Go ahead.
All right. Here's who I'm selling. And I said pick one. I'm going to pick a couple of people.
Oh, right? No. You can only pick one. No. You can't do that.
It's this combination of guys. Ronnie Bell, Trent Taylor, Danny Gray.
Wait. Hey, hold on.
Those three
hold on.
Can go.
I got to ask you, though. Did anybody actually buy stock into Trent Taylor and Danny Gray?
If I hear another beat reporter talk about how cleanly he fields kicks with no one in his face at practice, my head's going to explode.
Honestly.
George
stock?
Kittle was being interviewed on the sideline. Who was the new person?
Christina Pink?
Yeah, well,
Christina Pink?
Yeah, so
yeah, she's been doing it for a while. Yeah,
I know, but I don't think I've seen her. I guess this wasn't the A crew. So anyway,
she's usually with Joe Davis.
That's what I thought.
She was on the A crew, and then Tom Rinaldi came over to Fox, and they bumped her right before the NFC Championship.
I don't even like Tom Rinaldi. Tom Rinaldi is what it is. Insufferable.
He's more like I think of Tom Rinaldi when we do like tennis or golf.
Deep dives.
When we do the deep dives on players and stuff. He's really good on that sort of stuff.
So they're interviewing George Kittle, and he's like, yeah, you know, Trent's one of my best friends in the league. You know, we came in together and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, all right, like, I get you got to have friends and stuff, but, like, come on, George. Like, we're paying you a lot of money here, dude. Like, you could find another friend on the team. Trent Taylor does nothing for this team.
You know,
I'm out on Ronnie Bell. I mean, Ronnie Bell, I call him, basically, he's got the Vernon Davis-itis, where he catches off his shoulder pads, yeah, meaning he doesn't catch it. And then Danny Gray, same thing. Same thing. Danny Gray's lousy. Straight up lousy.
So number one, if anybody had stock in a Danny Gray, Trent Taylor, I mean, says a lot about yourself. No, I don't think anybody's.
When does that crack come into play?
I don't want to rip. Look, I'm not here to rip these guys. I mean, Trent Taylor, it felt like he almost died on Thursday Night Football against the LA Rams in that wild 41-39 game in 2019. Remember, he ran that route and he was hurt and his body wasn't even moving. And I thought, boy, what the hell? He can't play football. He's too frail. And so he's not quick enough for his size, doesn't have good quicks, can't get off the line of scrimmage on a jam.
Dobbs threw him a touchdown pass in the end zone.
He dropped it. It hit him in the head.
It was right placement. In front of me. Yes.
Like, it was like, now it was in traffic, but if you want to make a roster, you have to make that catch.
Thank you.
You have to make that catch.
So here's who I'm buying, and this is a random one. Everyone's going to take Cowan or whatever. The backup tight end, Saubert, is a player on this team. He can run block. He can make a couple plays downfield. Saubert is a guy, and you're going to be like, who? He's been on a million Saubert. Different teams. Number 82. I think he's a keeper. I like Saubert as a backup tight end.
Yeah. You know I'm selling stock in? It's going to make this team. And I want to rebuy the stock at some point because I do think there's a player in there. I haven't been too impressed with my boy Willis.
Braden?
Braden Willis.
What is he?
I don't know. Is he an H-back? Is he a tight end? I want to buy stock into him. And then I see Purdy when he was scrambling, Willis is downfield, and Purdy was trying to get him to come back. Like, come back to the ball. Come back to the ball. I need you to come back. And he just kind of stood around. I'm selling my stock in Willis. Last year, I was like, wow, look at this guy. Wearing number 9. He's got the body. Like, look at this dude. Played a couple snaps in the Super Bowl. I'm selling my stock on him. Latu, whoever had stock in the Latu, Cameron Latu, he dropped a pass yesterday. I mean, good Lord. But Braden Willis, I'm selling my stock into him right now.
I think Matt Breida is making this team. That's pretty obvious to me. And then I look at the linebacker position, which I think is outside of DB, just DB in general, safety and corner. I think linebacker is also a very loaded, difficult decision to make when it comes to the roster. I know they signed DeAndre Campbell. I don't think he should be on this team.
Oh, Devondre Campbell?
I'm cool off him. I'll go with the young guys. I want to see. I'm still iffy on Jalen Graham, although he made a couple of really nice plays. He had a really nice blitz where he exploded a running back yesterday.
Cutter Robinson was better.
I like Bethune because I think he could play special teams. Yeah. And I look at D. Winters, and I think he's going to get the starting spot. And then you're going to bring back Trey Greenlaw at some point. I think Campbell can go for me.
Yeah, Devondre Campbell, just in that one practice we saw him in, just covering, he just seems a bit stiff and he seems a bit slow.
Upright, too.
He just seems a bit stiff and a bit slow. Plays high, as you mentioned, upright, plays high. Got to get below on the pads. I'm not a big fan. And he talked that talk to on Twitter, and now Green Bay fans are like, really, dude? Who the hell are you talking about? You're the reason why we lost the divisional round game to the San Francisco 49ers. D. Winters, I think, is a player. You know what? Would you be surprised if Campbell got cut? I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Especially because he's a veteran, you could say, make some sort of an argument like, hey, we're going to, you know, you're not in our plans, but we want to cut you now so that you can maybe find a spot somewhere else. Yep.
So we know Matt Breida. We know Christian McCaffrey. Jordan Mason is going to be on their roster.
See, I think Eli Mitchell's a guy that could get traded.
I was just going to say another stock down, Eli Mitchell. And Eli Mitchell's He's a good back. Not a great back, but a good back. But durability. And you pointed this out. You pointed it out very early. He had a great week one in Detroit, his rookie year. And then week two happened in Philadelphia. Remember, it was the body back game. And I was like, just got to win that game by no means. He got beat up in that football game. You said on that postgame show, I don't know if he's going to be able to hold up physically. Well, ever since then, it seems like he's limped his way through years. He's been hurt. Chicago, week one, Trey Lance's first start, or Trey Lance starts the year as a quarterback in 2022 in Chicago, Soldier Field. He gets hurt in that football game. Gets hurt, and we don't see him for a long, long time. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, we kind of need a running back here. Played five games in 2022. Last year he played 11, averaged 3.7 yards a carry. So I'm going stock down on Elijah Mitchell. Big time stock down. I am selling all the stock. Sell. And I'm not buying the bump. And when we talk bump, we talk stock market, you know, when you buy the dip, and then, you know, maybe I should have said that instead of the bump, because I know where your heads go. Crack, crack, crack. Speaking of crack, crack, crack.
Crack, crack, crack.
Let's go down to Palo Alto. Your favorite caller, Shasky.
Your favorite caller. Is this David Shaw?
Your favorite caller who will never win Roaster of the Year. It's BPA. Oh, BPA, what's happening? Good morning.
Hey, that's not nice, man.
It's not nice. It's very it's very mean-spirited.
Yeah.
So are you running the Shanahan burners?
Am I what?
Are you running the Shanahan burner accounts on Twitter?
No. I call like it is. But, yeah, it's definitely – look, Ayuk won, and, you know, every day they don't sign him out of, you know – pride and embarrassment. They look worse, and Ayuk's stock goes higher. They lost. They lost the hand. It's over. And it's like watching a, you know, like a sad gambler in Vegas, right? Like, just burn their, you know, like, burn through their savings, and now they're, you know, burning through their kids' car. It's, you lost the hand. And, you know, Parag, you know, probably time to reevaluate Parag's role in the organization, because that's costing them big time, his negotiating strategy. Yeah, but, like, they lost the hand. It's over. Like, are you really going to tank your season because you're embarrassed you lost your hand? Like, it just seems, you know, very self-destructive behavior for the 49ers right now.
What's an area of concern for you other than Brandon Ayuk in the wide receiver room? What other areas concern you? Is it DN depth? Is it linebackers? Is it offensive line? What else is concerning for you, BPA, heading into the last preseason game against the Raiders?
Yeah, offensive line, obviously. You don't have – your only good offensive lineman is not in camp. And then, yeah, I think the interior of the defensive line, which was a problem last year, like, it's just an unknown. I have no idea if these – you know, the guys who came in to replace them, I don't think they've even played yet. So that's an unknown, you know. Like, I would tend to think maybe they didn't, you know, fix it. But, yeah, that, I mean, not having Ayuk – it's just, you know, they're not going to a Super Bowl without him. So I guess that's, you know, I guess that's the choice they're going to make. You know, that seems like, yeah. And I think it could really, really backfire, actually. Like, you know, just in, you know,
I don't
morale and all the rest. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. It was like 20 you knows in that one. You know?
Well, you know.
Well, you know, I eat one, you know.
I have a big mouth sometimes.
You know, Parag Marate just need to reevaluate his situation within the organization.
Well, they do need to, I wouldn't say reevaluate Parag's role, but I would say that maybe their go-to-business strategy, their one-size-fits-all strategy for how to get these deals done, maybe that needs to evolve a little. That's all.
You know? I'm kind of with you there, you know,
yeah,
the way
I mean?
They go about their business, you know, and the way they stretched this out, and, you know, said they came into camp knowing that Trent Williams, you know, they missed training camp and, you know, we still don't have a deal done. And, you know, Trent's in East Texas and we're watching Jalen Moore and, you know, it could be a problem if he starts week one against the New York Jets because, you know, Quinn Williams is on the other side and Jermaine Johnson is on the other side.
My biggest disappointment for the two preseason games is the fact we haven't had one actual snap for Ricky Pearsall.
I know.
It's really disappointing. It would have made it much more watchable yesterday if you at least had somebody like him to key on. Now, that's what I think Cowens is making the most of those opportunities. And it's just very frustrating to not see the young man out there, considering that I think in part, obviously they had this Brandon Ayuk negotiation going on. I don't think drafting Pearsall helped the situation.
Has it?
Right? So him not playing, it's put a damper on the whole thing. Boy,
preseason of 49er football, man. I swear to God, I should have stuck to my guns.
If you were looking back,
I should have stuck to my guns and took the entire month of August off.
Hey, if you were looking back at that draft pick, looking back now, knowing what we know now, would you have still taken a wide receiver or would you have taken a different position?
Probably would have taken Keon Coleman.
You should have took a different receiver?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, I think Pearsall, from everything I hear, Pearsall looks the part, but durability issues. When you have durability issues this early in your career, you know, it makes me wonder. I can't get over to your nose. I'm sorry. It's like your nose with him. TC in Sacramento. What up, TC? Listen, bro. My bros, listen. Listen, bro. Hey, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Shit ahead in the cloud show, bro. I'm telling you. Bro, I've been saying this, bro, for 7 years. So
well, we just all have these crutches, and because we all speak on the radio every single day, it's like we become way more cognizant of it. But most people just don't. They just speak like that and stuff.
I know.
And I do, and I just did it and stuff like that. I do that all the time, and I still try to work on it.
Technology and stuff.
Rob Ford,
the best.
So, in NBC, we're doing a post game show. A lot of producers.
I don't know.
They'll tell you, you know, when you ask a question, try to stay away from, talk about this. You know, when everybody frames a question,
when people
talk
say
about that,
that
talk about this, talk about that. So now whenever I hear somebody interviewing somebody and they say, talk about this, I cringe a little bit because I'm like, oh, they're saying talk about. So you try to find different ways to say, you know, can you discuss? You use other words. You just
explain to me. That was my favorite.
Walk me through this.
My dad is somewhere up in heaven right now, and he's saying, what was going through your head, Pablo, when you got that base hit? If I get that one asked one more, it's always asked by everyone.
Yeah.
What's going to, tell me what you were thinking about. I was thinking about getting a hit. What do you think I was thinking about?
How are you feeling right now after dropping 45 points, 9 threes? Well, damn, I feel good. I mean, how else am I supposed to feel? I feel like I'm on top of the world.
See, like, this is where I wish, and again, I understand why you don't, but I wish you just, it's very simple. All you have to do, in these, like, specifically in baseball, when you're talking to someone who comes with a big hit or whatever, were you sitting on the fastball? What, were you waiting for breaking ball? It's literally that simple. That's literally the question, not the... What was going through your head during that at bat? I hate that question. I don't know. That for me is a triggering question.
Yeah. Hey, that's not nice, man.
It's not nice. He's give. How many other people were like, boy, we do need Brandon Ayuk on this phone. Has Brandon Ayuk's stock been elevated? Now that we've seen the receiver corps.
Trent more than Ayuk.
Trent more than Ayuk, for sure.
Yeah, Trent more than Ayuk. But I definitely think that after you watch the first three series with Brock Purdy, you're sitting there going, oh, my God. And again, I'm not saying this, but I can already – is this a glimpse of what it looks like when you pay Brock Purdy $65 million?
Adam is too much for me.
You'd lose all your weapons.
Speaking of Adam, Adam in the city.
Oh,
long time no talk, Adam. Good morning.
Man, you guys got me on quick. I appreciate you. How are you guys?
Yeah, we jump our regulars to the... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's a slow phone day on this show. I'm kidding. Go ahead, Adam.
All good. No, I wanted to kind of maybe pump the brakes on the freak out of the preseason and just, I mean, BPA, like, his one point about like how we only have one good lineman. I'm like, maybe it's just me, but I'm really liking what I'm seeing out of, was it Puni or Puni? Like, he's athletic. Puni. He gets to the second level on his blocks. Like, I'm like, this, he's pancaking people. I'm like, I think that was a very good draft pick. I don't know why we didn't see much of Cowing in the first preseason game, but I like what I saw from him yesterday.
And hamstring injury,
I just thought it was so...
He had a hammy.
But I also think, though, too, it was kind of funny to watch, like, you know, ESPN's breakdown and, like, Tim Hasselbeck about, like, Purdy, and it's like, why he hasn't looked like that great yesterday. It's like, well, he doesn't have any starters out there. Like, it's like, I think people are making a little bit too big of a deal of it. Obviously, we want to see a little bit more, you know, decision timing passes and better decision making, but it's a second preseason game. Like, I don't think there's anything to worry about. I just want to be optimistic about the team. So
yeah, I'm with you. I don't think anybody's like losing their minds over stuff. There are a lot of, I would just say, non-ideal starting points as this season is getting ready. Injuries to key people, right? Obviously, Brent Ayuk's back, apparently, the contract situation. the CMC thing, like that's legitimate. You know, you should worry about that. You know, we're going to monitor Fred Warner's foot. Dre Greenlaw is coming back from a very, very serious injury, right? So those are legitimate. And then you look at the other non-ideal situations. Ricky Pearsall not being able to practice with the team and not being able to suit up. That is an issue. Like, they're expecting some big contribution.
Issue. Big issue.
You know, Juwan Jennings being hurt right now. That's another issue because he would offset whatever's going on with Ayuk, hopefully. And obviously Trent not being there is not good. So all of these things, they're not end of the season, lose your mind type stuff, but it's a non-ideal way to start the year.
No, it's not ideal at all. Not ideal at all. Shanahan was asked, I believe this is Friday after practice, he was asked about Brandon Ayuk. And he was asked if there would be a point if they would fine Ayuk or whatnot. They were asked at the point whether or not they'll tell Ayuk, practice or we'll fine you. Here's his answer to that.
I think it has to do with when they have injuries and stuff. So I don't sit there and kind of play that game. That's how the league works right now. I mean, that's how the rules are. You have a hold in, guys usually have something wrong with them so they can keep doing that. And so I just coach the team.
So he was asked a follow up by Michael Silver, what's going on with Brandon Ayuk?
I want to make sure I understand. Are you saying if there's a hold in and you force the issue that you would expect like a Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville type of situation where, oh, my back hurts and I'm just not playing?
I'm just saying when you guys call it a hold in, and I'm not disagreeing with you guys on that, but people say that they're hurt. I think BA's got a sore back right now, and it is what it is.
So now he has
a sore. I broke my back.
Spinal.
For everyone's sanity, we need closure on this.
Hey, you know what? The BA situation, without the BA situation, you know what we're talking about right now?
What?
Just sell and just fire.
Yeah,
everybody.
Exactly.
I'd rather talk about BA and the shenanigans that are going on with this contract talk or the contract talks with Ayuk and Trent. Then about that baseball team that we just watched go to the Coliseum and struggle to score. I mean, where they go? First 15, 16 innings without scoring a single run against the A's?
Ponte,
I mean, the base running blunders? How about the bump by Yaz?
They're 63 and 63.
You see the double play? Sears cuts is a double play. No, they fumbled Boston and they doubled up Fitzgerald.
He's got to just stay home on that play.
I mean, would you rather talk about that? Or get ready for the White Sox coming into town.
This is a legacy series. Oh my God.
Hey, listen. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I just thought about it. This could be fun. Can we see if that White Sox announcer is in town?
Oh yeah.
Can we get him on the show?
John Schiffen? Let me see.
Can we get him on the show? In the meantime, let's get to Robin in the city.
John Schiffen. Yeah.
John Schiffen.
NBC Sports Chicago.
John Schiffen. Reach out.
There's 36 games left for the Giants. 36 games. And they have to make up, well, there's so many back in the loss column, but whatever. It says four total, but they're like five games back in the loss column. They're in trouble.
The way you said it.
What?
They're in trouble.
I mean, you had to at minimum get the split against the Braves. You did.
Oh man, let's go to Robin in the city. They better sweep the White Sox, right? You gotta sweep the White Sox. Robin, what's up, Sugar? Hey, Sugar, would you rather hear us talk about Ayuk and Trent Williams who were blue in the face to Giants baseball? I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know, Giants baseball is good for, like, if you can't sleep and you can, like, turn the TV on, and before you know it, Giants. Okay.
You ain't lying about that. Hey. Your boy was taking so many like power naps. Yeah. I wake up 10 minutes later and like, oh wait, they still don't have a hit? What inning is it?
But you get Garrett Crochet versus Logan Webb Wednesday.
That was bad. But I'm gonna stick behind them because one day they will win again.
That day ain't coming today. Just or
wait
tomorrow.
Till Bryce Eldridge gets here.
We gotta wait on Bryce Eldridge, a single A player. That's what we're He may be good. He may be great. But boy, the way we talk about Bryce Eldridge, he's already going to Cooperstown, man. Damn, I can't get enough of Bryce Eldridge.
You never know. The Warriors might be headed in that direction, too.
Hey, be careful there. Be careful. All right, keep.
Hey, guys, I called the vent, really, and I want you guys to answer my question when I end. I don't know why I'm feeling hella annoyed by everybody. First of all, I'm feeling hella annoyed by the Niners players and all of a sudden what they're pulling. You know what I mean? I mean, it's that era. But, you know, I understand that, you know, they got to think about after they, you know, their future. You know, but, you know, Trent runs out of money, guaranteed money, so all of a sudden it's like renegotiate. But Brandon, I don't really want to get into him because I'm so tired. That's another situation that will yawn and bore you to death. So then I look at the game yesterday, okay, and everybody is like, I know you guys have to talk for content, and also, but you're also informative. But you got everybody freaking out. It annoys them. They jump the gun so quick. Look at BPA. He don't even know the circumstances of their deal yet. The Niners lost. How do you know? You don't even know. You don't even know what the details are to even arrive at that conclusion. And I got a word of advice to you, BPA. When you arrive at a conclusion based on a false premise, rethink your premise. Otherwise, you might end up believing the world is flat. Now, my final question is this. Do you think it's Brock declining or going into his Cinderella mode, hitting the wall?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Or do you think that's what he's working with in the receivers? I mean...
Yeah, it's what he's working with in the receivers, Robin. And we'll answer the rest of that. We'll elaborate on that on the other side. Brought to you by Floor Decor.
What's going on, Roasters? It's Brian Baldinger with the NFL Network, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Baldy, Baldy, Baldy. Of course, he joins us every single Tuesday on The Morning Roast. But this week, he'll be joining us live in studio all morning long.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Thursday morning to get us fired up for football season. If you're not already fired up, I guess Niner fans need to get fired up. Because I feel like Niner fans aren't all the way fired up because of what's going on with Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. And we haven't seen Ricky Pearsall yet. And they're coming off a Super Bowl loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. And we watched the Chiefs in the preseason. They're like, wow, they look like they're going to be better on offense. So, Baldy's going to be here for four straight hours. Four straight hours. We're going to take your calls. Ask Baldy anything. He'll take your questions. He'll answer them. And it'd be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss out on that. That'll be on Thursday. Brian Baldinger, all 4 hours. Also, Shasky, we qualify two people. Lutman, what was the names of the two people that we qualified today to have breakfast with the roast Friday, September the 6th?
We got Janae G. She won a spot, and we'll bring her plus one. And we also got Verducci from El Dorado Hills. He'll be coming
DJ
in.
DJ Ducci.
So.
Ah.
Gonna meet our man Verducci.
You nice. Guys, have you ever met Verducci?
He's an Italian.
A couple times.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Hangs out with our boy Ray.
Yeah.
Our boy Ray from EA. He was at the game yesterday taking his son.
Nice.
So that'll be Friday, September 6th. We'll do it again tomorrow. Two spots tomorrow, two spots Wednesday, two spots Thursday, two spots Friday. And we'll do that between 7:30 and 8:30 and qualify, or 7:30 and 8 o'clock to qualify somebody to have breakfast. Now, did we find out? Can somebody grab Matt Nahegan and find out who's serving the breakfast? Because I need to know. I need to know.
Now, look, I want to make sure this is very clear to the audience. Because yesterday is a preseason game. They're not scheming things open. They're not running the sophisticated offense. They're not running the ball down people's throats. I believe Shanahan will find certain talent, no matter what the salary cap is. He'll find a guy who doesn't make a lot of money, and he'll find weapons. Now, they may not be as good and as deep as what they are currently, but when you have a quarterback that's making $55 or $60 million, you essentially can't afford multiple other positions. And that could be on the defensive side of the ball. That could be on the offensive side of the ball. Right? And you watch yesterday, and it kind of goes to show you how important it is to either nail a draft pick who's not making a lot of money or to pay a premium player premium money. When a quarterback drops back in the pocket, even like yesterday, I thought Brock had a couple of plays where he's sitting there and he's calm, and he's just holding the ball, and he's waiting, surveying, seeing who can get open, and there's no separation. And I don't know, based on the plays that are called, are these timing plays? Were guys even, you know, pushed off their route? Did they not cut properly? Are they just, they're just not fooling anybody? I don't know any of those things. I legitimately don't know. But it looked like to me, on my couch, nobody's getting open.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, like, you know, man, like, we are going to find out in Buffalo with a new wide receiver and, you know, some different running backs and stuff. Like, can Josh Allen make it work with the cast of new characters and another OC? You know, obviously Daboll was a couple of years ago. Like, can he reinvent himself on the fly? Can he overcome maybe the lack of premium top-tier players right across the board? We're going to find out. We're going to find out at some point on Joe Burrow if they end up moving off T. Higgins. They did move off Joe Mixon. We've seen with Patrick Mahomes, yeah, he's still got Kelsey, and he can still make sweet music, and then they draft really well. It is a tiny thing. It's not the end-all, be-all. I'm not saying he can't do it. But there is some little tiny glimpse into what an offense could look like if you miss draft picks, if you don't have premium playmakers out there with Brock Purdy. And newsflash, everyone, it's not going to be good. And I would say the same thing, whether his name was Lamar Jackson, whether it was, you know, Joe Burrow, whether it was Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, you got to have playmakers out there. And go back to week one last year, Detroit versus Kansas City. Kelsey didn't play.
Yeah.
That offense looked very mediocre, and that's being generous. And that's with a guy we all think is one of the best players we've ever seen play the position.
Yep.
So, yes, it was a small window into what it might look like, you know, potentially with no starters out there alongside a Purdy. But simultaneously, it is incumbent on the organization to draft and develop well around Purdy.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Now, I don't think he's going to ever hit a field with the likes of Trent Taylor and Ronnie Bell. And I don't think it gets that bad if you move on. I
completely agree.
If you move on from Deebo and Ayuk, say hypothetically, you're going to have talent at the receiver position. But from my seats, all right, and we kind of sit. You sit on the third deck, I sit on the second deck, but similar viewpoints, the all-22 viewpoint. And I'm off to the right a little bit. There's no separation by these wide receivers. So what I took away from it, did Purdy look calm in the pocket? Did he look erratic?
I thought he looked calm.
He looked calm. He looked like a guy who had command of the huddle, command of the plays, command of everything. Now, do I like him running around and throwing balls up that you almost throw picks? I would like him to scrap that. That's one aspect where you're rolling out, you just throw it up.
Too much.
You're trying to do too much. Now, we've seen that at times with Brock Purdy. That's the only knock I have
on him. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I mean, everything else I think he does excellent. He processes excellent. He gets the ball on time. Excellent.
Yes.
Accurately. Excellent. Accuracy. Excellence. All that stuff. But he does take risk. Risk that can cost you ball game. So, even in the Detroit game, he had a crazy play in the third quarter. Remember, he threw it back over the middle of the field. Niners ended up catching it. It was like, boy, you sure you want to try that? Those plays will get you burnt. So I would like him to eliminate that, but I don't foresee Brock Purdy ever taking the field with these type of wide receivers, this type of talent.
And
the talent will be
line.
A lot better and a better offensive line. So,
better offensive line.
So if anybody has a major takeaway, it's like, boy, you sure you want to give him $60 million? He can't elevate these guys. It's preseason football, folks. Let's be real. Purdy looked fine. He's running around fine. He looks stronger. He looks bigger. He's fine.
I just wonder what were they trying to accomplish? What was Shanahan hoping to get out of it for Purdy? Just to get him some live reps?
I don't know. 888-957-9570. Did anybody else have an issue with Brock Purdy playing? There's a lot of guys missing.
I don't think I had an issue. I was perplexed as to what they were trying to accomplish. You know, okay, here we go. Case in point. Do I think Buffalo should trot out Josh Allen, make it $60 million a year, $55 million a year, with nobody else out there? No, I don't. I think that's foolish. You know what I mean?
Green Bay hasn't played Jordan Love.
Yeah. So I don't know why. And now Purdy could have been the type of like, I want to play. I want to play. I want to get hit. You know, some guys like that. Mahomes talk about like, I like getting hit. You know, in a preseason game, it wakes me up. It lets me know that the season's going. If Purdy's gonna play, I would have said, hey, look, Deebo, Kittle, you're gonna play a couple series. Right. Just go out there, the whole crew. Because last year they did that. They did a series. But, they marched right down. I remember.
And they'll probably play the Raider game.
I would like to see that next time.
They'll probably play the Raider game.
I just didn't understand.
But at the same time, I don't really care to see these guys playing the preseason. Like, preseason is just getting the scrimmages. And they didn't have the scrimmage against the Saints. So if you're not going to play Purdy alongside or if you're going to play Purdy and not have Deebo, not have Ayuk, and not have Trent, I think everybody's kind of right there with you. We're saying, boy, all this talent, and you're going to put Purdy out there and risk him playing behind Jalen Moore. Now, you might have to play behind him week one. We don't know what's happening with Trent Williams. He may sit out week one or week two because Trent's going to get his money, whether we like it or not. He's going to get paid. And he's going to get a new deal because you can't risk playing the season without Trent Williams. We saw what Moore did yesterday at left tackle. We've seen Jalen Moore. We saw with that. You know what I'm saying? So we've seen all that. But at the same time, if these guys never played the preseason snap again, I would not care.
Yeah, I would not care.
But here's what Shanahan
thinks. He's got 30 regular season games. I don't think anyone's going to be swayed by three series in a preseason game when the guys played essentially brilliant football for 27 out of 30 games.
Well, here's Shanahan. Here's Shanahan on why he was okay with Brock playing yesterday.
Yeah, you always think about that stuff. If we thought it was an issue, we wouldn't have done it. We were good with the guys out there. You know, Brock wouldn't have gone. Probably wouldn't have played Jake. You know, definitely would have had Colton and Jalen go as long, but we felt good with the group.
That's what he said about that.
Yeah, I mean, you think about that all the time, but you know, it's also part of football, and I think he protected himself well. If we felt he was in a tough situation, we wouldn't have, but you know, a lot of quarterbacks play throughout the league, and each week's different. I think it helps Brock to play, and you know, last year he didn't get to as much with his arm, but I thought it was good for him to get out there, even though it wasn't two great drives. And I know he was really wanting to do it, and hopefully it'll make him in a better position for this when we go to the Raiders.
Now, I've been out on guys playing the preseason ever since Michael Vick was a cover of Madden. And what did he tear? Was it the fibula?
I forget
the
injury.
Broke his leg against the Baltimore Ravens in a preseason game at the Georgia Dome. From that moment on, I thought to myself, boy, I don't want to see any of my stars play in the preseason. Now, Andy Reid does it all the time. He'll play Patrick Mahomes for 2 to 3 series or the entire first quarter. That's what he does.
Fractured his fibula.
I'll never forget that.
Against the Ravens.
I'll never forget that.
Missed 11 games that year.
Never forget that.
Wow.
So I'm against guys playing in the preseason. However, we talked to Baldy about this last week. And here's what Baldy said about the preseason.
I do. I mean, this is the first time Joe Burrow's ever played in the preseason, you know, in 5 years. And so he wanted to go out there and just look, he had a great drive, 14 plays right down the field, touchdown to T. Higgins. I think these guys want to play. I don't think they want to wait till September 8th or, in Patrick Mahomes' case, September 5th, to go out there and make his first meaningful throw. The scrimmages do a little bit. Preseason games, I think, can get you up to speed a little bit more. C.J. Stroud went out there and played, and Derek Carr. It looked like it was a league-wide trend to me, Mike.
So there's no wrong answer.
No.
It's just preference.
Well, to me, it's all in or all out, right? Like, if we're going to go all in on playing Purdy, I would like to, like, play with the guys you're going to play with, right? You know, and otherwise, it's not worth it. And then if you're not going to do that and play everyone, then just sit. Purdy's proven himself. There's nothing I could learn about Purdy. And I don't think Kyle learned anything about Purdy, and I don't think they're trying to. So that's why I come back to, like, what was the point?
Yeah, I didn't see the point yesterday either of playing him. And he played 3 series. Now they wanted to get him to 10 plays. He played 11. But I'm with you. If you're not going to play with the guys you're throwing the ball to every single down in the regular season, then what's the point? What is the point of throwing to Trent Taylor? What is the point throwing to Ronnie or whoever the hell's whoever it was like? Who is that?
Cam Latu.
I'm looking at roster. It's like, who is he throwing to there?
Is that Saubert making a catch?
Right. It doesn't make any sense to me. But if you want to play your guys in the preseason, I'm with you. All in. If you don't want to play them, then all out. I have no preference. Personally, the preseason, whatever. Don't play them. Just play in the joint practices.
Here's a great example. Jordan Mason. Jordan Mason. You can't have Jordan Mason as the running back as opposed to some guy Schrader no one's ever seen or heard of?
Well, he's seen a look at Mason. He knows who Mason is.
I'm talking about with Purdy, though, saying.
No doubt. Yeah, right? I hear you.
I can't get 10 plays with Mason?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's why I was just perplexed. That's all.
Let's go to Joe in Alameda. Joe, what's happening? You're on the Rust.
What's up, guys? Hey, you guys straddled the fence pretty good there at the end, because I was going to say I disagree with Bonte on the preseason notion. But let me get to my point real quick.
Would you disagree? Just you want guys to play in the preseason?
Well, look at Andy Reid, guys. I mean, come on. Look at Patrick Mahomes, guys. I mean, come on. That's what frustrates me. These guys are out there. They're hungry. We, at the end, we know, true Niner fans, we know who we need to gun up for, who we need to get ready for. And it's the Chiefs. But we got Patrick Mahomes out there throwing behind-the-back passes to Travis Kelce in the preseason. And it just looks like these guys really have their mindset on trying to go for the three-peat. Now, we got over here in 49er land, we got Debo kicking jokes to Kyle Shanahan on the sideline. We got Kittle talking about his Jordans on the sideline. We got Brandon Ayuk. So, you get what I'm saying, guys? We don't have our guys.
Can I play the other side of the coin? I'll let you finish.
Ahead,
let me play the other. Do you really think that we lost in the Super Bowl in overtime because of anything that happened in the preseason? In terms of the games?
No, but we didn't win a Super Bowl, though. That's the issue. It was like you would want guys to actually come back with their minds together, with their bodies right, and say, you know what, screw it. This is the second game of the preseason. We know we normally go out and we run our couple little practice woomty-wooms. Okay. And we know Kyle doesn't want to show his hand. I understand that. But we saw what happened with Nick Bosa after all the contract disputes, right? in the off season, and then coming in. All I want to say, and then I'll take you guys' comments off the air, is that don't put your money on the Niners Monday night. Let's sit back. Let's wait, boys. But that 5.5 is too tempting, and I feel like we're going to get burned.
Hey, listen, you could bet the 5.5 if you want to. I'll take the money line, and Niners are going to smack the Jets if I know my guys are playing. If Ayuka Trina's here, we're smacking the Jets.
Look, I will say this, though.
The hell with the Jets.
I do understand the Niner
the
fan.
New York Jets.
Go on. I don't think anyone... How do I want to put this? I don't think anyone thinks that, like, it's the end-all, be-all. Like, any of these people. But there is something that where you look over at the Chiefs as a Niner fan, and you're like, yeah, they're playing their guys. They're doing behind the back. I hate them. Like, I hate watch them. I can't. They frustrate the hell out of me. But then at the same time, McVay doesn't play anybody in the preseason, and they've been really good. Like, yeah. I think they went 0-4 one year and won the Super Bowl. You know, so
I mean, the Jets went 4. I mean, not the Jets. The Lions went 4-0 the year they went 0-16 in the preseason.
That was a long, long, long time ago.
I'm saying the Raiders just had a season where they were undefeated in the preseason. They won like 5 games.
Are the Ravens like undefeated in the preseason dating back last like 15 years?
They lost a game last year, but
yeah,
it
they
was
had like
crazy.
That insane streak though.
I will say, in terms of like. It does look like the Chiefs, again, we're talking about practices.
We're talking preseason.
But it looks like we're watching like the, you know, the Bulls of 97 or something, or the Warriors in 2018. Like, they're such a finely tuned machine. They're a machine. And we're sitting here talking about guys getting into practice. So I get optics being not great for a Niner fan on August 19th. I do get
that. I guess my next question then, and I'm just here to listen. Because you guys already know my answer. My next question then, at 888-957-9570, is there any carryover from the preseason to the regular season? Because one man just said in Alameda, was it Joe in Alameda, that he wants to see his guys playing. Kansas City's getting ready for a three-peat, and we're laughing on the sideline. Is there any carryover effect?
Because I swear,
like in the regular season when the Niners were 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, nobody ever talked about that Raider game in Las Vegas last year.
No, but nope. this is my belief on preseason. It's not the games. To me, it's the totality of the training camp, the everyday practice, the grind, the everyone coming together, and you're fighting each other every single day for every inch. And as a team, you build up a unity to go on this journey. It's not about right. a series. Like I'm not losing my mind over any of the preseason games. But there is something to be said for the work you put in pays dividends in December. The totality of the work you put in now pays dividends in January and in February. Like I do understand. Like I look at the Bosa season as a good microcosm of like, yeah, it felt like he was chasing the preseason work he missed out on all throughout the regular season. That's all. I don't think it's the end all be all. I don't think it but it will catch up to you at some point. I do believe that, and I go back to the same thing.
It caught up to the Niners in overtime in the Super Bowl.
Did they look like they were conditioned? be real. What was Bosa doing on the sideline?
Well, Bosa always takes plays off.
He was gassed, was he not?
He's been doing that his whole career, though. He takes plays off. How many series have you seen Bosa start on the sidelines?
Oh, that's happened, but not with 3 minutes to go in the season
every
on the
season,
line
every
in the
season.
Super Bowl.
But I'm not sure how preseason is going to affect you. Again, his mom came on the show and said he's been working his ass off, so I don't know.
Look, I'm not here to say the sky is falling.
I'm just a believer
in like all the practice and all the work and everything that you put in. It gives you that extra little something come December and January. It's not the end all be all. Well, it's not going to ruin your entire season. Well, but I do think at some point it does catch up to you.
Mr. McCaffrey was in training camp. He went to all the OTAs and he fumbled in the damn Super Bowl.
No doubt.
Deebo Samuel worked his ass off.
He's
still straining a hamstring. You know what I'm saying? Guys, Trent Williams did his thing. He still missed blocks in the Super Bowl. You know, Drake Greenlaw worked his ass off. Next year, you know, he's got tendonitis in his Achilles, and then boom, but it snaps right on the sideline. So I don't know how much preseason affects January football.
No, but the reps, I do think like when I listen to Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford, they're like we threw every day for 8 months straight, and then that was the difference from them hitting a big third down to Cooper Kupp in stride and not like again. I'm not even saying it's one rep here or a preseason game there. It's the totality of the work you put in.
I hear you, but at the same time, I look at Brendan Ayuk and Brock Purdy last year, where, yeah, they did have training camp, but they didn't have the offseason. Nobody had the offseason. All Purdy did, coming off an offseason in which he did not throw and he rehabbed the entire time. All he did was put up historical numbers for the San Francisco 49ers, so I think it works both ways. I don't know. Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. Doug in Berkeley, what's happening?
Hey guys, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Doug.
Had a good weekend. I hope you guys had a good weekend, starting off the week well. I just turned you on. I hear you talking about, you know, playing guys, you know, during preseason. And the first thing I heard was Kyle Shanahan's explanation for why he played Purdy and, you know, he doesn't have a, you know, left guard to protect him and yada, yada. His explanation for a guy who's so brilliant at drawing up plays and schemes, his explanation sounded like a dumb football guy. Duh. And it wasn't like he's trying to hide something and not give it. It was like, I couldn't believe it. And it's like, how can you have a guy who's so smart say something so dumb? This is what we do. It was like, this is what we do in the preseason of football. We play a couple of, I was really disappointed in that. I don't know what your guys' take on it was, but just play it back again. It just sounds like a dumb jock's answer. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.
I should have stuck to my guns.
The answer was a little. It was a little like.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's.
I get what he's saying. I don't think anyone's outraged, though.
Yeah, nobody's outraged.
I think this feels very measured.
Nobody's outraged. Brock wanted to get out there. He knew early in the week he was going to get out there.
I'm not mad at him.
He wanted
him
to
playing.
Run around and get some reps. It's whatever. He didn't get hurt. He's healthy. Got to run around. Get a sweat in.
Maybe there's two types of people. Like when I'm at the range, right? When I'm at the range, I want to finish on a good swing. Right. Like when I'm in the gym empty, like I want to finish on a
no doubt.
On
you
got to
hit a shot.
Right? Like, yeah. And when I'm in the cage, I want to finish with a line drive, right? So just the way I view things, I thought last year when they had that one drive where they scored that touchdown and they went boom, 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 right down the field. It's like, all right, we're ending on a high note. I feel really good. I don't think it means anything come third drive of game one or whatever. Like, oh my God, we didn't score in the preseason. It's just more like this. I believe in the little things and the mental, like finishing on a positive note. But that's more me just being a whack job and being, you know, into like omens and things. Like, and that's just the superstitious athlete in me.
I can't remember the 49ers preseason records to save my life. How they ended drives, how they finish drives.
I disagree.
How they ended games.
You remember the New Orleans plays. Game against Greg Williams?
Yeah, they blitzed. They blitzed exactly. Because it was something personal with Harbaugh. And
you remember
and,
where
Harbaugh.
You were when Jared Hayne returned those kicks?
Well, I mean, I watched them. I don't remember where I were.
You remember when Nate Davis from Ball State had the two gloves on and he was matriculating the ball down the field?
Oh, my gosh. Preseason football. It's not like it. Nothing like it. 5-2-0. Chris Jones sat the first game last season. He looked amazing against us in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't go to training camp either. So, I mean, it is what it is. Let's go to JD in San Francisco. JD, what's happening?
What up, fellas? What up, fellas?
What's up, baby?
How y'all doing this morning, man?
Oh, man, I can't complain.
As a former player and a coach, I work with a lot of athletes. And I will say that when it comes to preseason, most of the guys, they just want to get a feel for intensity. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily like they need extra reps or anything like that. Preseason more so is a way to get yourself used to the intensity. So some guys, they need that. They need that touch on intensity of game feel. And then some guys don't, right? Like you get a guy like Trent Williams, he's been doing it for so long. He can ramp himself up and understand the intensity of the game. Whereas you get guys like the rookies and you hear about guys having like pregame jitters or the first game jitters. It's because they didn't get that chance to touch that intensity prior to the game. So oftentimes, like, slow starters is because you need those touches. So it may be a thing like Mahomes. It's not necessarily he needs to practice reps. He just wants to get a feel for going through his pregame routine, getting himself going, right? And so I think that's more so what it is for a lot of guys. It's like, hey, let's just go through the paces of what the game feels like and then get it out from there. But I don't think you can look at it one way or the other, like, oh, this guy played horribly, this guy played great.
Agreed.
Who's going to have a good season? It's more so just getting guys used to the intensity and feel of the game.
I can see that. So you want to go through the warm-up routine. You want to put your uniform on.
Subscribe to that.
You want to get the starting lineup.
It's
all right.
A good call. It's
all
good right. Measured
we're time
call.
Out
Thank
here.
You.
Where's the sideline? Where's our Gatorade going to be? I get all that. I get that. I do get that. By the way, I'm going to talk about the Warriors in just a second here before – because Mark Stein wrote something here that I think will uplift Warrior fans.
Well, Rich Paul is on my list.
Well, you just love Rich Paul.
No, I do not.
Oh,
I do not.
Like him again.
It bothers me.
It does.
Now, that's an agent who gets his players paid.
Oh, does he with his fake cell phone call sideline?
Hey, that's a player. He's dating Adele, too. He's 11.
They're engaged.
Oh, yeah. They're engaged. Hey, it's
true love.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Rich Paul.
Yeah.
Made it from the mud, baby. Yeah, I got respect for Rich Paul.
Clean to LeBron.
Hey, he gets his players paid.
He sets fire to the rain.
Ooh. 49er minded in Roseville. 49er minded in Roseville. What's happening?
What's cracking? How you guys doing?
Good. Can't complain.
Awesome, awesome. Another preseason game in the books. You know, we saw some nice plays by Josh Dobbs. Offensive line was very shaky, was hurt, unfortunately, and I didn't have the all-22s. Obviously, I didn't sit there and scout the game, but were guys getting open for Purdy? Because I've never seen Purdy. It's been a while since I've seen Purdy that hesitant to throw.
No one was open.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting because Cowing, once Dobbs got in there, Cowing was balling. Was he in there? Many routes when Purdy was playing?
I think he ran one or two. They had Conley, Trent Taylor. It was a who's who of poo-poo platters.
That's funny.
Preseason football, man. Oh, man, a tradition. Oh, look at that. Well, this portal's closed.
Monte, before I pass you this, let's get legal.
Oh, Suchi.
Who sent that?
Oh, Suchi Man. Suchi Man. I may need some of that. Forgot how. It's been a while. I've detoxed. I've been in rehab. I have. That's what preseason talk makes me want to do.
Time out. This is the same guy who said the streets are telling me Trey Lance played good yesterday.
I was joking.
No, you
I
weren't.
Was joking.
This is the same guy who said trolling. Caleb looks awesome. Other teams, you can assess them.
No,
but for the Niners,
nothing can
be told.
No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.